Hey, Larry. Larry Trask.
Yo, how is it?
It's good. I think I broke my headphones today.
No.
I was rocking some extreme volume, and they've been going, and now, yeah. Uh-oh, this is not good.
Really? You don't have cans?
I don't. Well, one of them doesn't work. Whatever. How are you, sir?
I'm just great. Thank you.
Yeah? Happy Friday.
And to you.
Let me ask you about the heat and the humidity. Is it to your liking?
You know, to be perfectly frank about it, if it were a shade less hot and a hair less humid, I probably would prefer that. But I'm not one to complain about the weather.
Shade being, a shade is the American metric and a hair is the European conversion.
Correct, yes. That's right.
You're not one to complain.
No, that's not me.
I got something stuck in my throat, speaking
coughing a little bit.
Well, it's just like, it's a tickle.
Oh.
It's a throat tickle.
That's very professional. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's that.
I had a Zoloft get stuck in my windpipe. I mean, it felt like that. And it just led to this massive, like, extremely uncomfortable heartburn. And then a kind listener said, here's what you do. Because I'm down in, like, gallons of water, and it's not helping. And the listener said, here's what you do. Eat some bread, and that'll take care of it. So I went and got a Lowe's bagel. Gone.
And you're good to go, huh?
Yeah. This was days ago. But, yeah.
That's good advice. By the way, you had me at Zoloft stuck in my throat.
Right.
That just typifies the Larry Trask awkward pod experience.
Yeah, it was very depressing.
Hey, before, can we brag a little bit? Tomorrow you have Moon Alice on your show.
Yeah, doing a very special acoustic set.
With their like 70,000 Facebook friends.
Yes.
I mean, they're huge, 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 and we're very excited that they're going to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. They're playing at the Humboldt Hills Hoedown later on in the day, so they're going to swing by the studio, which is really cool, because they're making a special trip past the Mateel to come here, and then they drive back to this. So that's awesome.
And that one dude, the brain trust of that band, whose name is escaping me at the moment.
That gentleman.
That guy, he's got it together.
He does have a few things going on, yeah.
He was in here talking about HTML5 last time he was here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm nodding along like, yeah, totally, man, what you said.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy, and they're good players. So it should be cool. That would be probably around the 1 o'clock hour.
Speaking of bragging.
So technically, they're going to be on your show.
Technically, they will. But I cede my remaining time to the gentleman from the afternoon show.
I thank you. I thank the gentleman.
So I was playing some LL Cool J before the break, as I'm sure everybody on the block knew.
I heard a little of that.
It was very loud.
Yep.
And I realized that was like circa 87, okay? Like, you know, that song to me is just about as awesome as it's going to get. Like, when you think about LL Cool J lyrics from that era, and hip-hop lyrics in general from that era, let me play you just a couple of samples.
Okay.
Because I want to set up a before and after. And the sort of person that you, Larry Trask, not the royal you.
No.
The you that you want to be. Right. Let me play you just random cuts from two songs.
Okay.
Okay. First, we'll hear a little bit from the one I just played, which is called I'm Bad from Bigger and Deffer. And what you're listening for here is... There's a line that says it all. He says, even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere.
Nice.
Let's just jump in anywhere. I gotta join in, and before my rhyme is over, you know I'm a win. Cool chance to rhyme, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play. See what I mean?
Wow, that's awesome.
It's unbelievable. Then you go back, that's 87. You go back 5 years. He was doing it even in 83, right? On the radio record.
Yes.
Here's a good one. Wait. Slide my hand, don't mean to offend other citizens. My fire way past 10. My story is rough. My neighborhood is tough, but I still sport gold and I'm out to crush. Okay, so everything he does. Now, that is the person that I like. I was never that person. But in my mind, I was kind of that person.
You wanted to be.
I wanted to be that person.
LLCM.
And now I feel like I'm more like this kind of person.
And here's a song that might help you cope with some of those feelings.
And I don't like it at all.
I don't think you're like that.
I think I'm kind
of
like this.
No, I'm not sure about that.
You don't think so?
No.
And here's a song that might help you cope with some of those feelings, okay?
Where did I lose my way, Larry?
Oh, you have not.
I look to you as the person who can set this course straight.
Yeah, because I make so many good decisions. You are not. I don't believe that you have lost your way.
I'm pretty sure... I'm not rapping about how I'm the baddest, taking out all rookies, forget Oreos, eat Mike D cookies.
You just did. I look at you and I see LL Cool J. Just a little bit taller.
Oh, my God. That is the highest compliment a person can get.
And a little bit taller and a little bit more Dutch.
I guess, yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm taller than Cool J, though.
And probably not.
He's got the muscles, too. He lost his way, though, right around Don't Call It a Comeback.
What's he doing now? Is he acting?
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor, though, right?
I wouldn't say
he's okay.
I don't know. Like, if you saw him, you wouldn't go, that guy's terrible, but he's, I don't think, winning Oscars.
Yeah.
What was he in? He was in, like, a weird, like, kid-style movie. I think it was he in Death to Smoochie?
Oh, no. Was he?
Did you see Death to Smoochie?
No, I did not.
Oh, I love that movie.
He did not.
Ed Norton, John Stewart.
Why Ed Norton? Why?
Robin Williams.
Why?
What, do you like Ed? You don't like Ed Norton?
I love Ed Norton.
Oh, okay.
Like in an unusual way. But he...
Let's go back to that.
He should not be... Oh, Fight Club. Oh, he's so cool. He's just awesome.
Do you like Fight Club?
Oh, man.
You know Fight Club?
Yeah, Desert Island. That
movie. I wish I didn't like Fight Club.
It's great.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and it was stupid. The marketing campaign was stupid because when it was in theaters, I was like, I'm not going to see that garbage because all they showed were like the fight scenes, which is not what the movie's about at all.
Right.
Like, that's a tangential part of it.
Okay, so back to Death to Smoochie.
But anyway, so you're Ed Norton. You're an awesome actor. Why are you making a film with Robin Williams? I mean, that's...
I think back then, though, I mean, he was fresh off Dead Poets Society.
What's a good Robin Williams movie?
Dead Poets Society.
I didn't see that one, so I can't name another. What's a funny Robin Williams
Okay, Death bit? He was funny in Death to Smoochie. I agree. Robin Williams is super annoying.
The Toys was awesome, though, wasn't it?
Toys was pretty awesome. That was a weird movie. I mean, he has been making kind of cool movies that have always failed, though. You know, like in the last, like, 20... Okay, here's a funny movie. Club Paradise.
Didn't see it. Did not see
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
The guy is... I mean, is he in his 60s? He must be in the 60s, right?
I don't know.
And his comedy bit still includes baby talk.
Yeah.
So...
And the thing about Robin Williams, you'll see an interview, he'll be talking like... I don't know. Is Mike Wallace alive? He'll be talking to a person of that caliber, and he cannot turn it off.
Oh, he should moderate, like, the Republican debate.
Have you ever heard Jimmy Fallon's impersonation of Robin Williams? It is so good.
Yeah, I can't say I have.
Death to Smoochie, if you haven't seen it, pretty good movie. Okay. Oh, Aladdin, Good Will Hunting. I said Good Will Hunting, didn't I? Oh, yeah,
no,
he
you
good.
Said
okay,
Dead
yeah,
Poets Society.
In that. Yeah,
Aladdin. Okay, I'll give you Aladdin, but I don't know. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, I haven't seen most of these movies that I'm dissing, so I should probably shut up.
Can I just give me like, if I can't find this in 30 seconds, I'll abandon the idea. But I think if we could find Jimmy Fallon's impression of it, it would make it.
It would be worthwhile.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, well, you do some Google searching, and I'm gonna.
No, I can find it. I got it right here.
I mean, like, his hair's so frizzy. I mean, like, you guys could probably get some, like,
that's Jimmy Fallon as
shampoo or something, right?
Saturday Night Fever guy.
Yeah, exactly. Why do I only think Scientologist?
The actual myth of trolls is first made to late 1300s.
Norm from Cheers.
My India chief, I got a story to keep it.
This is from the sketch thing that Fallon did on a bathroom wall where he's talking. I mean, the album is called Bathroom Wall, and he's doing these celebrities who are auditioning to be a celebrity endorser for those little troll dolls. Remember those guys? Like,
okay.
They're naked, no genitals, weird hair.
With the hair, yeah.
Funky eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, but look.
William.
Arthur!
And Seinfeld.
Next up, actor Nicolas Cage.
Who? What? Where?
Okay, that's okay.
Oh, yes, troll dolls. Yes, it's a beautiful thing. Yes.
Okay, that's it.
That's pretty good.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, now just to give it a second.
Oh, yes, troll dolls. Yes, it's a beautiful thing. Yes. It's a beautiful thing. Yes. Looks like Don King on Viagra. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, suddenly there's a guy at home going, what the hell is going on there? Yes. Meanwhile, there's a kid at home going, Daddy, what is Harry Potter doll? Yes. Meanwhile, there's a guy at home going, I've seen the Antichrist. It is a troll doll. Yes, suddenly Arnold Schwarzenegger's at home going, yeah, I like to eat troll doll, my English muffin. Yes. Suddenly, Mr. Happy's coming out going, Lewinsky, Lewinsky. Yes. Thank you.
See what I mean? It's too much. It's always him coked out from that San Francisco comedy special from like 79 with his suspenders, and he's climbing up the balcony and he's so high.
Wow.
I wonder what he thinks when he sees that.
He probably regrets it a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. No one's speaking up for Mork and Mindy?
That's a good point. That was a fun show.
I didn't like it. But maybe some people like that, and they want to point that out. Well, come on, what about Mork and Mindy? So it's what made him.
I'm just saying, Death to Smoochie. There's one line in Death to Smoochie. By the way, John Stewart as a villain, pretty great. Okay.
He's
an
villain?
Evil villain, yeah. He's like this weird overlord guy.
Okay.
There's a line in there that where Ed Norton's at this hot dog stand, and he's trying to buy a hot dog, and he says, because he doesn't eat meat, and he goes over to the hot dog guy or something like that. He's like, "Do you have soy dogs?" And the guy's like, "We don't have soy dogs." And he goes, "Twice the protein, and nobody dies."
Is that where you got that from?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like one of my favorite lines.
All right. That is a good line.
Twice the protein and nobody dies. What's not to like?
That's good.
Except the soy
dog. Soy dog itself, yeah.
Yeah, there's something not to like. That's kind of a good
but,
point.
But beyond that.
Well, I hope that today on your program, you can get in touch with your inner LL Cool J.
I'm going to try.
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire! Sorry, DJ Emily points it out. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Fisher King.
No.
Hook.
No.
Whoa. Wow, Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh my God, this is being pointed out. If Mrs. Doubtfire happened in real life, that would be weird. Dude dresses up as a lady, impersonates said lady, lives in a house with minors.
To taking care of the kids.
And taking care. Yeah, that would not fly.
No, he would be arrested. In all likelihood.
Torin Reno, LL Cool J has written 4 books. Including an autobiography co-written with Karen Hunter called I Make My Own Rules. He wrote a children's book in 2006. Cool J and his personal trainer, David Scooter Honig, wrote a fitness book, The Platinum Workout.
He is pretty buff.
He is quite strong.
Man. Well, we'll have to reevaluate him. He's more of a Renaissance man than I thought.
Could somebody just end this for us and tell us what movie Cool J was in with Robin Williams? Am I going to have to...
Didn't you say it was Death to Smoochie?
I think it was. I don't know, LL Cool J.
IMDb.
Robin Williams. I'm not going to IMDb it. It's going to take forever. Oh, was it Toys?
No.
No. What movie was LL Cool J in? Starring Robin Williams, Joan Cusack, Robin Wright, LL Cool J. Toys.
There it is.
But bang.
Okay.
Nicely done, Larry.
All right. It's settled.
Okay. What's on your show today?
I'm going to try to maintain... I'm going to try to maintain a certain level of peppiness.
Can I suggest an artist?
I think it's going to be hard. Yes, could you?
Yes, his name's James. He's cool. Ladies love him.
I don't want to just follow you.
But this show is your opening act.
You have one song left. You can choose anything you want.
Oh, I don't know,
Freeform,
man.
Station.
Freeform, yeah, right. Well, would you be cool with Crowded House?
Don't Dream It's Over?
Yeah.
Sure.
You're lying. You don't. Okay, how about this?
I like Crowded House. I like
Rick
the Finn
Astley
Brothers.
Never Gonna Give You Up?
Sure.
Dude. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. You can see where I've been going all day. How about Mr. Mister? Kyrie.
No. Please no, Mr. Mister.
These are not good.
What was their big hit? Mr. Mister... Oh, God, why I forget everything.
Well, you know what? This has presented itself.
If you go old school rap, I'm going to have to play Sugar Hill Gang, so
why?
Keep that in mind.
Why would you play that?
Because it's awesome.
You know what's better than that? The birthday song.
Well, the birthday song, yes, but that's a special occasion song.
All right. Now I'm getting all these texts. I will read these. Oh, it says, Larry is cooler than Robin Williams. No doubt. Well, I would agree with that.
Awesome.
You're much cooler than Robin Williams.
Thank you.
Your comedy career not quite as prolific.
not as munificent.
Oh God! Everybody loves Toys. Look at that.
Really?
Everybody
so
loves
now
Toys.
So now I'm the jerk.
No! You're not the jerk.
Okay.
Wait, you were on record as liking Toys, right?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying that ironically.
That movie was a little weird.
Yeah.
You know what was good? The Toy.
I don't know that one.
It was like Richard Pryor. And a actor whose comedy cred is widely known, but somebody who I did not enjoy personally. What was the guy's name? I'll IMDb that, and then we'll be done. IMDb.
Yeah, can we just
search
Richard? Let's just not say anything else.
Pryor.
Hank's going to have a hard time with this one.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Lost Coast Outpost podcast section. Hank's been recapping these changeovers, which make them look much better than they actually are.
We didn't give him much to work with today.
Oh, Richard Pryor, the actor. He wrote Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Really?
Huh?
No kidding.
He's a talented man.
You know Louis C.K. wrote Pootie Tang?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He wrote Pootie Tang.
That's a brilliant film.
Oh, man. I'm not going to find it now. Well, never mind.
It's so hot in here.
Yeah, don't dream it's over, Larry. It's K2M Garberville, Eureka Arcata on the web at khum.com. Ladies love cool Trask?
No, we do not.
The Trizza is up next.
Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup.